From NPR and WBUR, it's Here and Now. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and who is that?
It's Robin Young.
Robin's back. Yes, welcome back.
Thank you. And today we discover whether getting a new knee affects your ability to speak on the radio.
Well, it hasn't slowed you down at all, which is good because the news just keeps on coming. And let's start with some that we just got this morning, that the Republican race for the White House is down to now just 13 candidates because Senator Lindsey Graham is dropping out of the race. Here he is on CNN this morning.
Well, I'm going to suspend my campaign. I'm not going to suspend my desire to help the country. I'll probably go back to Iraq and Afghanistan and get another update. 36 trips has informed me. But the one thing I feel really good about is I did it with a smile on my face. I talked about things that are important to me and somebody better fix one day.
And meanwhile, on the Democratic side, after the Democratic debate over the weekend, Donald Trump is demanding an apology from Hillary Clinton. Joining us now to talk about all of this and more is Angela Rye, Here and Now political analyst and a Democratic Party strategist. Hi, Angela.
Hello.
And let me get your thoughts, first of all, on Lindsey Graham dropping out of the race. He was the most hawkish candidate, you could probably say, although also more liberal on immigration, way down in the polls on the Republican side. Your thoughts, and does this impact the debate at all?
Well, I don't think it impacts the big stage debate. It will certainly impact what they've been calling the kiddie stage debate. And I think that's really unfortunate for the Republican Party. Lindsey Graham is very well respected, I would say, on both sides of the aisle, based on what I know personally from my experience on the Hill. I think the other thing is the fact that he was polling so low, Jeremy, frankly, demonstrates just how much this party, the Republican Party, has changed and shifted. He no longer is speaking to a Republican Party of today. Donald Trump is.
Well, and let's talk about Donald Trump, because Donald Trump certainly is one of the big headlines coming out of the Democratic debate that happened over the weekend. This is the moment that started this. This is from Hillary Clinton on the debate on ABC talking about Trump. Here she is.
He is becoming ISIS's best recruiter. They are going to people, showing videos of Donald Trump insulting Islam and Muslims in order to recruit more radical jihadists.
And a lot of people saying that she had no evidence of that. Here's Donald Trump on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday.
Nobody has been able to back that up. It's nonsense. It's just another Hillary lie. She lies like crazy about everything.
Does Hillary Clinton sustain any political damage by making this claim without being able to say, here's the evidence for that?
I don't think so. And Jeremy, you know, I know that I'm in the tank for the Democratic Party, but here's what I would say just very honestly. Is it really that hard for us to imagine that that could become the case? He has said some inflammatory things. He's talking about a ban on Muslims. This is the same guy that's talked about Mexicans are drug dealers and rapists. He said some very extreme things with his that tag along with his very extreme views. So it's not far be it from Donald Trump or anything to become a recruiting tool for ISIS. I think that she's absolutely right. That type of rhetoric is exactly what makes folks who are ISIS targets and a part of ISIS already say, hey, we are in this holy war. And I think that it's something that we frankly really have to deal with. And hopefully there's someone in his camp, whether it's his spokesperson or someone senior that he respects, that can get him to dial this rhetoric down just a bit. It's not safe for anyone in this country, and it's certainly not safe for what it means to be a global citizen today.
Well, and the other thing that it sort of highlights is that the debate on Saturday night, the Democratic debate, Hillary Clinton was, it seemed, more focused on the general election and the Republicans than she was on Bernie Sanders or Martin O'Malley, her two Democratic opponents on the stage.
I think that's exactly right. And I think it demonstrates why Hillary Clinton is the front runner. The numbers don't demonstrate to her right now that she needs to really fear anything besides Bernie Sanders' numbers in New Hampshire, which I've said from the outset, if he doesn't win New Hampshire, he's in serious trouble. I think he better win New Hampshire. But I think she is taking this on as, listen, we have some serious dangerous rhetoric, not just coming from Donald Trump, but frankly, also coming from Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio. And we have to deal with these things head on when they come up because they're timely now. So I think that's a legitimate issue and one that her campaign team has advised her properly on.
Well, what about, though, this struggle between her and Bernie Sanders involving data? They're calling it Datagate. Sanders has fired and suspended some staffers after they accessed some Clinton campaign data, and he apologized in Saturday night's debate. Here he is on CBS this morning.
What we are asking for now is a thorough investigation with the DNC from day one of these campaigns to see what the implications of these breaches have been. Have information, in fact, been able to go both ways? I don't know if that's the case, but that's a possibility.
Is this over, Angela?
I don't know if it's over. I think that they're right to call for an independent investigation. I think what would be really interesting, and I mean really unfortunate, is if there were folks who were accessing the data also on Hillary Clinton's side. I haven't heard anything about Martin O'Malley, and maybe that's because we're barely hearing anything about him in the polls, period. But whether there's been someone that also accessed it from his side. So I think there are a number of interesting scenarios that could play out. And I think we need to wait to see what happens with the independent investigation. Jeremy, I don't know about you, but I was struggling to understand why this was such a big deal initially, because I was just like, well, they're just voter files. But my boyfriend worked on the Obama campaign in 2008 and 2012, and he was like, that's a huge deal. Hmm. This is almost as bad as, like, you know, the Gore versus Bush situation. I was like, really? You know, how is it this bad? But apparently, you're not supposed to get into other folks' notes. He ran several searches. This was, of course, before I found out how many searches the staffer had run. And it sounds like it was not restricted to this one staffer. It sounds there were more.
And the data is so important, of course, for these campaigns. Angela Rye, here and now, a political analyst and a Democratic Party strategist. Thank you so much.
Thank you.